state lawmakers pass a bill to tighten restrictions on protesting. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily. On this Thursday, February 25th, 2021, I'll have that. Plus, the State House advances legislation to deal with school funding. And the U.S. Senate considers the nomination for the first Native American to lead the Interior. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
KOSU is made possible by the generous support of members who are listeners just like you. Become a sustaining member and make your gift go even further. Click donate at kosu.org to start your membership today.
37 more deaths from COVID-19 bring the state's total to 4,264. 29 of those were Oklahomans 65 years or older, 7 were between the ages of 50 and 64, and 1 was 18 to 35. The health department also reports 798 new positive tests for the virus, as there are nearly 14,000 active cases in the state. Over the past week, Oklahoma averaged about 740 new infections and 25 deaths per day. A Senate committee passes a bill increasing penalties for unlawful assembly, rioting, and failure to disperse. State Capitol correspondent Ryan Gaylor reports it's one of several bills limiting protests.
The version of Senate Bill 806 that passed the Appropriations Committee Wednesday was a bit more moderate than the bill that was first introduced. It no longer adds unlawful assembly to the list of crimes that can be used to charge organizers with racketeering, or defines threatening to touch an officer as assault and battery. The new version still centers around increasing the minimum sentences for existing offenses like unlawful assembly, failure to disperse, assaulting a police officer, or carrying a weapon at a riot, though the bill now includes maximum penalties as well. Also intact is language that would make blocking public roads as a result of a riot a crime, and language that would expand disturbing the peace to include threatening behavior with the intent to intimidate or harass. Next, SB 806 goes to the full Senate for a floor vote. In Norman, I'm Ryan Gaylor.
A state Senate panel passes a bill moving school board elections to November. The Tulsa World reports the Rules Committee passed SB 762 to move the voting from its current April schedule. The author, Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat, says voter turnout is low in school board elections and this will hold members more accountable. The measure now heads to the full Senate for consideration. A pair of bills changing the way schools are funded and open transfers for common education students passes through the State House of Representatives. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports on what the measures would mean.
The bills have been lauded by Governor Kevin Stitt and criticized by public school advocates. House Bill 2074 would allow students to transfer at any point during the school year. Now, they're limited to specific windows. House Bill 2078 would limit the number of years used in the state's funding formula. Proponents say the move will keep public dollars with students, and opponents say it will strip money from schools that have chronically lost enrollment. Both bills passed overwhelmingly after lengthy debate. The measures will now move over to the Senate. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
Now, Robbie has a report on all the education bills he's watching in the legislative session. You can find it at kosu.org and clicking the link for State Impact. Governor Stitt appoints two people to newly created cabinet positions. The Oklahoman reports former lawmaker Susan Winchester will serve as the governor's first secretary of licensing and regulation. Stitt says as part of his goal of giving taxpayers more for their money, Winchester will oversee more than 80 state agencies. Accountant Jennifer Grigsby will serve as the first Secretary of Economic Administration to oversee agencies including the Tax Commission, State Auditor, and the Treasurer. The U.S. Senate is considering Congresswoman Deb Haaland as the first Native American to head the Department of the Interior. KOSU's Allison Herrera reports Oklahoma tribal leaders are excited to work with Haaland.
Tuesday's confirmation hearings were unlike any Muscogee Creek Nation Second Chief Del Beaver had ever seen before. He watched the hearing along with Principal Chief David Hill.
It's hard to put in words how much pride you felt.
Haaland faced some sharp questions from Republican senators about oil and gas extraction, including one moment when Wyoming Senator John Barrasso called some of her views on energy, quote, radical. Still, Beaver said the nomination of an indigenous person to lead the Interior is long overdue.
You know, I have two daughters, And so I can point to her and tell my daughters, hey, you know, that can be you.
With the hearing complete, a vote on the confirmation should happen in the coming weeks. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford stated he would not vote for Holland's confirmation. I'm Allison Herrera.
And finally, from the KOSU events calendar, Hunter's Home in Park Hill is commemorating Black History Month with online programming through the month of February, giving voice to the enslaved residents of the home. The virtual programming features many of the people who lived on the plantation in the years before the Civil War, with more information available on the Hunter's Home Facebook page. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at KOSU.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News, every weekday.